Hi, this is Anthony Abraham of Litcasting, recording live from Radio Margaritaville. In his third decade of touring, self-proclaimed cheeseburger in paradise, Jimmy Buffett is still the top concert draw around the world. Added to that, an empire of Parrothead fan clubs, best-selling books, his own beer and tequila labels, and a couple of restaurant chains, and you have one very successful pirate. Today, we're going to tackle the important question of how Jimmy can be considered literary by listening to some of his songs and taking a look at how they, like works of literature, reflect their social and historical context, tell us something about humans and their desires, and address common motives like work, family, and change. I'd like to set sail on this topic with a song that is known by heart by legions of Buffett fans, Son of a Sailor, which has a nostalgic quality and reflects the upbringing and environment that has shaped much of Jimmy's music.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks.
Buffett was born the son of James Delaney Buffett and Lorraine Buffett on December 25, 1946, in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and raised in Mobile, Alabama. As this song shows, even from early on, Buffett was enchanted with his nautical roots. His father worked as a naval architect in the Gulf of Mexico region, and himself was the son of a sailor. Now Jimmy Buffett is adored by fans for his easygoing, infectious tunes that, like a good novel, represent escape from the humdrum world to, in Buffett's songs, a land of balmy breezes, where frozen concoctions buzz in the blender, the beach is never crowded, and life is a perpetual party, as described by Alana Nash in Entertainment Weekly. A mix of pop, rock, country, and sometimes salsa or calypso, Buffett's music, like any great work of literature that shapes the culture in which it exists, motivates fans to show up at concerts in character, carrying lounge chairs and wearing Hawaiian shirts, flip-flops, and stuffed parrots perched on their shoulders, thus leading to their affectionate nickname, Parrotheads. His 1977 hit, Margaritaville, from the album Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, established his trademark image of the humorous, laid-back, guitar-strumming wanderer, and his subsequent releases continue to play up this milieu, evoking scenes of coconut-heavy palms, tide-washed beaches, seasoned watering holes, and the like.
You ready to go to Margaritaville right now? Come on, let's go! I threw out my flip-flop.
In 1976, Jimmy Buffett wrote Margaritaville, the tale of a drifter on a mysterious tropical island. Since then, it has sold more than 2 million albums, created mystique for Jimmy, has become an anthem for beach bumming. It's also generated a style of music called Gulf and Western.
The energy and passion that is characteristic of Buffett's concerts and music is true of his life as well. Actually, Jimmy lives quite a bit of the life he sings of. For example, in his hit song, Come Monday, which expresses some very human emotions and desires, Buffett is essentially relating how he feels lonely and misses his wife while on tour.
Never was meant for glitter, rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side.
The last piece we're going to play for you today is Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, one of Buffett's more popular songs with fans. As the title suggests, this song handles the common literary motive of change, which every pirate knows is inevitable with the passage of time. Buffett tries to deal with this by accepting that you can't go back, remembering the good times and looking forward to the future, while not forgetting the importance of laughter in life.
There's just too much to see waiting in front of me, and I know that I just can't go wrong with these changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. Nothing remains quite the same. With all of my running and all of my cunning, if I couldn't laugh, I just would go insane. We couldn't laugh, we just would go insane. We weren't all crazy.
All right, parrot heads, thanks for tuning in. Litcasting production. For more literary podcasts, visit kitchmix.com/litcast. And for more Jimmy Buffett songs, visit radiomargaritaville.com.